Proclamation number 4501 of 2nd of December, 1948. Proclamation on objection. There is no God who permits what is happening. My rule and activity will always remain incomprehensible to people who are not united with me, for I cannot explain to them the motives which determine me to give people free rein if they want to sin. Everything I do, everything I refrain from doing and everything I allow or prevent has its reason which you humans don't know and also don't understand without explanation. But I can only give this explanation under certain conditions, just as everything that happens is adapted to the eternal order, of which I myself am the lawgiver. I could certainly prevent people from doing bad deeds. I could punish them or make them mute servants of justice, but then their will would be unfree. They would not be capable of their own will and not of their own action and could then never become perfect, i.e., despite the possibility of being bad, to choose the good and thus to express the will turned towards me. I therefore allow people's impulses free rein. The fact that in the infinitely long time humanity predominantly lets itself be carried away into bad actions which betray diabolical influence is only proof that the whole of humanity makes bad use of free will, that it therefore does not make use of the possibility to turn to the good and thus contradicts my law of eternal order. 3rd of the 12th, 1948. Nevertheless, I will only put a stop to this activity when the measure of wickedness has reached its limit, when there is no longer any possibility that people will change, that their will can still be diverted, that it will turn to me, thus to good. But as long as there is still the possibility that one or the other will change his mind, that he will become aware of his purpose of earthly life, allow what people want to do in their hatred and unkindness, so that they themselves learn to recognize and detest evil by the effect of their actions, so that they voluntarily change. Moreover, the time has come when Satan has great power. Not that he trumps my might and power, but his last time has also come, which he uses to increase his kingdom, his power, because he knows that he only has little time left, but in his spiritual darkness and arrogance believes that he can overthrow me from the throne. Anyone who does not know about the original beginning and final aim of all spiritual things, about my eternal plan of salvation, about the meaning and purpose of creation and the meaning and purpose of earthly life, will also find the thought of a strong adversary of me absurd, yet he can believe that two different forces are at war with each other, that good and evil forces fight for supremacy, that these forces are now each subject to a strong will and that this will originates from one entity. How he names this entity is irrelevant, yet they work in infinity, even though their sphere of action is completely different. Unlimited with me and kept within limits with my adversary, who is also dependent on my will despite his power. The fact that a battle is being waged between good and evil is obvious. The reason why it is being waged can only be explained to the spiritually awakened person, to the person who hungers for truth. Yet he will always receive a truthful, convincing explanation if he strives for it and asks me for it. Amen.